Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. We've been seeing how an understanding of God brings liberty. Liberty we can help others experience too. But is this really practical? Can we count on God to provide the understanding we need to free us from whatever hardships we face? Any number of Bible accounts say yes. We mentioned Moses a couple days ago, who discovered that the understanding God gave him allowed him to lead a whole nation to freedom. There are lots of other Old Testament examples as well. For instance, Jacob found that his understanding of God allowed him to overcome deceitful behavior and be reunited with his family. Joseph, one of Jacob's sons, was sold into slavery and later thrown into prison. But his steadfast reliance on God got him out of those situations and allowed him to feed countless people during a famine. Elisha freed Israel from the grip of war. Job was freed from illness and personal tragedies. These biblical figures and others listened to God and discerned that they were God's people. As Job put it before he was freed from all his troubles, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life." And as the New Testament explains, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Those Bible figures learned a lot, but their understanding isn't confined to them. We can understand God just as they did. May we all do that and experience the liberty it provides. Amen.